Welcome to The Worst Week Yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we head into the kitchen with nothing but a prayer and put together a sloppy plate of news for all you little piggies to feast on. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I'm joined today by my good friend, Kennedy Cooper. Kennedy, what's up?
That's the best you could come up with on Easter?
I did not realize it was Easter until Deanna was like, I can't record today. I have Easter plans.
I was thinking something more like, this is the day where we drink a bunch of wine and claim it's a dead guy for some reason.
Yeah, this is the happy celebration of Jesus Christ doing the original Weekend at Bernie's routine. We love to see it. He is risen.
I have a question.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. If you're gluten-free, how do you partake of Jesus' body?
Damn. If you're gluten intolerant, that's Satan in you.
Oh.
I would argue that on a day like today, I think you should just be tolerant of gluten and of anything and anyone. We don't appreciate tolerance. By the way, that's Christina. If you were wondering who that third voice was, listeners, hello. Hi.
Hello.
It's good. It's good to have you off screen to Kennedy's left. No, Kennedy's right.
You can see my hand. That's all you get.
That's all I get. Listeners, you get fucking nothing. Yeah, I should have figured out some kind of introduction to the show, talking about Jesus being a fucking zombie, talking about a bunny
rabbit.
Like,
what about chocolate bunnies?
Look, once again, I try to tolerate as best as I can. I want to tolerate bunnies, even if they are chocolate, even if they are hollow inside, even if they have somehow laid a chicken's egg that is colorful. I am not here to judge, Kennedy. I am not the jury. I am not the executioner. I'm just literally some guy.
Who forgot it was Easter?
Welcome to The Worst Week Yet, the show where every week we invite you to take part in eating the Heffel Whopper so sloppily that the company is forced to forever disown its branding. You know that story?
What, the Heffel Whopper?
It was a chocolate rabbit. Mm. I assume it's companies from Germany or something, but they shipped it worldwide, and it was called the Heffel Whopper. It's a chocolate rabbit that was available around Easter.
Yeah.
And this guy, this really disgusting guy, made a video of himself eating it that was so gross that they changed the brand name. It's no longer called the Heffel Whopper, because in the video he keeps going, "Oh, Heffel Whopper," as he's like shirtless and disgustingly eating this thing.
I feel like this is something I would do.
And it ruined the SEO for their brand, because if you searched Heffel Whopper, this video would come up first because so many people had like watched it.
That's gnarly.
It's amazing how one person can bring down a whole freaking chocolate bunny company.
I mean, they still exist, but they can't call it that anymore. Yeah. They have to call it something else. R.I.P. Heffel Whopper.
I mean, a chocolate rabbit by any other name would still taste just as sweet. Especially if you were eating it disgustingly with no shirt on.
And moaning. Don't forget the moaning.
Here's the thing. I do moan while I eat, and people have pointed it out to me before, and I've just decided, well, you know, that's a part of me. That's, you either take it or leave it. And I'm not going to change who I am, Kennedy.
I don't even think all moaning while eating is bad. Like, I think there's a very fine line though. You know, like all the time you watch TV shows and somebody takes a bite of something, oh my God, it's so good. That's fine, you know? But when you're like, oh, Heffel Whopper.
Let me ask you this, Kennedy. Why do you think I need to smoke a cigarette after every meal?
satisfaction.
No comment. Folks, we've got quite a show for you today. We've got news. We've got stories. We've got things. We got stuff. But in addition to that, we also have a motherfucking Patreon. Patreon.com/worstweekyet. Sign up. Support the show. Get extra episodes of stuff. I think we're coming up on our 100th episode on the bonus feed. I can't count.
Whoa!
Yeah! But the important thing is that if you give $10 a month, we say your name. So, big thank you to Chauncey Yonders, Terminally Online Leftist, Zap Actions Donner, Mega Force Base, Nandy Angelus, Old Hobgoblin, Dragula 206, AJ from Baltimore, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime, Pablo Hummus, Goblin Mode, Andrea Humphrey, You Fuck Like My Dad, Josh Troopin, Why Not I Pay More for OnlyFans, Brienne, Nick Adams, parentheses Alpha Male, Idnix, and CIA Brainbugs. Patreon.com/voiceweekend.
What if it's Pablo Hummus Hobgoblin Mode?
Pablo Hummus, what?
Isn't it, wasn't it Pablo Hummus Goblin Mode or someone had Goblin Mode?
Yeah, it's Pablo Hummus, Goblin Mode.
What if it was Pablo Hummus Hobgoblin Mode?
We've got Goblin Mode and Old Hobgoblin. Look, there's a lot of hobs and gobs in our Patreon.
Wait, Goblin Mode's a different person?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a modified. I thought it was like a.
You thought I snuck somebody on the list
right
twice.
Now I'm putting that in the name, you know. Like I'm Pablo Hummus. I'm in Goblin Mode. Okay, so Goblin Mode's a different. What if Goblin Mode was Hobgoblin Mode? That's all I'm at. I'm just asking questions.
Look, it's, I support freedom of speech, but not this speech.
And let's move on.
Kennedy,
I'm really high, okay? In my defense, you know this.
For the listeners at home, Kennedy took a dab hit that was so intense that their entire screen was just smoke. That was about 5 minutes before I hit record. I don't know if they are back in down from orbit yet. It's not looking good, but you know, the important thing is that we're here together. And also that Deanna is not here. Let's just talk about that for a second. Deanna, what the fuck? All right, that's all I had to say on that. Moving on.
As I understand, you know, we sought out a last minute guest today.
Yes.
Didn't get many responses. And it turns out a lot of people are doing things on Easter. Gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I had a job interview today, which some people thought was really weird, but I thought it was a good sign for my future employer because she asked me if I would want to do it on Monday. And I said, well, I'm kind of busy on Monday, so it'd have to be like pretty early in the day. And I don't think she gets up early, my impression. I was like, I could do Sunday or Tuesday if that's better. And she was like, oh, okay, let's meet tomorrow, which because we were talking on Saturday. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. She's down to meet on Easter. That's probably, I think that's a good sign.
I think Deanna's just busy seeing how many eggs will fit in her mouth all at once.
Okay, we are not allowed to talk about eggs inside of people on this podcast, Christina. I will revoke.
Yeah, we have an embargo on this.
Oh, no.
It's
a cheer for that one.
There's some OnlyFans girl posted with her and bunny ears and was like, would you like me to lay eggs for you? And I was like, I'm not going to respond.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pray Deanna does not see this. I'm going to pray that like the three or four people who remember that joke from 100 episodes ago don't see this. And
but
so
now
far,
you're mentioning
so,
it.
Well, by the time people are hearing this, it'll be too late. So
I feel like Deanna will still roast you somehow.
I feel like even though she's not currently on the show, she is roasting me with her family right now.
Yeah, that's all they're talking about at Easter.
They're just
like
entertainment.
They just roast you for several hours.
Now, Kennedy, to dive right in here, while we're on the subject of Easter, this is. So, listeners, by the time you're hearing this, this will have passed already, but this is something that was quite alarming to me. If you remember from a few months ago, we kind of had a lull in the war on Christmas last year. Like, woke lost, you know, woke gave up. They went home. They took away they gave up the fight, and we thought everything was all in the clear. We thought Christ was here to stay in Christmas and Christer, but no. In fact, there is a war on Easter happening as we speak, Kennedy, because Joe Biden, that diabolical monster, he went and declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Day of Visibility. Can you believe this? The woke is shoving it down our throats. They won't even let us have chocolate bunnies anymore. Okay, you have to have
chocolate pronouns.
Chocolate pronouns. You can only eat gender neutral eggs on Easter now. And look, I don't know how we come back from this. I don't know how we got to this place where you know, just because Trans Day of Visibility is on March 31st every year, that we would allow them to have March 30th. Here's the thing. I already don't really understand how Easter works, because like it's a different date every year because it's always on a certain Sunday. But like there was an Easter where it was on 420 like a couple years ago. How the fuck could it be 20 days difference or 21 days difference? Like I would get it if it was like
was there really any, hold on.
Yeah, there was an Easter on 420. I don't understand how there could be that much variation on when Easter is. And this is something, listener, you may be thinking, I probably could have easily looked this up. But I refuse because I'm mad. I don't understand how you can have...
Dude, what the hell? Easter can be on anywhere from March 23rd to April 25th?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I never know when it's Easter. God, it's worse than a time change.
Daylight savings.
Is Easter. This real? Am I hallucinating information? Maybe I'm lying. I don't know. Hold on. List dates for Easter.
I will say, no matter how big of a bong hit you took, it could not have also gotten me high. So, yes, there's. I think you
but
are looking at
what if I got Wikipedia high? Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
okay, wait. Check this out. This is fucked up right now. Okay. All right. Easter will be on... Wait, it says it's on a different day. Okay, Wikipedia is high. Okay, wait, now here we go. Okay. There's several columns of information here, and they don't make a lot of sense. Okay, so Easter will be on March 31st this year. Next year, it'll be on April 20th.
Blaze it. For Jesus.
Then the year after that, it'll be April 5th, then March 28th, then April 16th, then April 1st, then April 21st. I think it's because it's following the Jewish calendars and the full moon to some extent.
I have no
idea.
What is
this witchy bullshit? They talk about the full moon a bunch in this article on Wikipedia about when Easter falls. That sounds pretty suspicious to me, all right?
Was Jesus a zombie or a werewolf? Look, I'm lost.
Full moon, yeah, I thought Jesus was a zombie, not a werewolf. Like.
Jesus was a werewolf. Everyone got it fucking wrong, okay? Stories get told over and over again. The details get lost. People start saying Jesus was a zombie. Jesus was a vampire. No! We're here to tell you the truth.
The truth is we have no idea what we're talking about or why anything is the way it is. That's the truth.
The truth is I'm so high I can barely read a Wikipedia article to you listeners right now.
So, yeah, I don't know. Shout out to all of our trans homies. Sorry that Easter Bunny is trying to be more visible than you, but I don't like its chances, you know?
Does this mean that like you can only buy egg dyes in trans rainbow colors now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
That's like the main thing, right? Yeah. That'll change.
You know the Cadbury eggs?
Mm-hmm. It's come inside? Wait.
You crack one open and it's white and then another one's pink and another one's blue.
I don't know why my mind went to it's come inside, but...
Honestly... if you've been spending enough time on Blue Sky, I felt like that one wasn't that far out of left field.
Actually, I guess I haven't been spending enough time on Blue Sky. I need to like retroactively make that make sense. So I'll be looking at weird stuff all day. Let's move on, folks. There has finally been some accountability at Boeing. That's right. You know, after the 15th or so plane breaks at some point mid-flight, they were like, you know,
and
what?
They kill a guy.
And well. There's that. After getting away with murdering their whistleblower, Boeing has stepped up and said, "You know what? We need to be better." And so, they announced that their CEO will be stepping down at the end of 2024 with a multi-million-dollar severance package.
Wow, really rough for him.
Yeah,
I hope he's all right.
Also, I was looking into this.
And congratulations on the Build Back Boeing campaign. Or Boeing Back Better. Which one do you think is better?
They shouldn't give him a severance. They should just be like free flights for your life. And you need to be on at least 10 per year.
Yeah. You have to ride next to the... You have to take the emergency exit seat on every Boeing 737 MAX.
Yeah.
There you go. But no, he's stepping down. They're shaking things up. And, you know, it's good to see some, I wouldn't call it justice. I think I would call it bullshit if I had to give it a name, you know. But hey, you know, never say never.
Scapegoatery.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like they have a sophisticated plan to deal with this problem. They're just kind of like, we're going to oust the guy and replace him with a different guy. Better, in parentheses.
Better. With an asterisk? And it says a better guy, but there's a question mark. And they're like, don't worry about that question mark. Yeah, so, you know, justice. The long arc of the universe is... Let's move on. This week, the folks over at the Babylon Bee seem to be, I think there might be some internal differences going on. Did you see this, Kennedy? There was, the Babylon Bee posted an article this week, the headline of which was, quote, "The white race must maintain our genetic purity, says inbred man," end quote.
What?
The Babylon Bee was saying... Like, I don't understand what this is, because their fans were fucking livid. Like, they were just making...
Yes, what? Who's running that thing over
I
there?
I don't know. Like, I was just like, wait, good one, Babylon Bee? What? But how did they... Look, the people were like, the Babylon Bee's gone woke. It's like... This is like clearly Photoshop picture of a highly inbred person, like white guy with like a Nazi flag behind him. And it's like, I mean, this is your target audience, you guys. Like, what are you doing?
That's wild as hell. They just made fun of the people that pay them.
Yeah. You know, on a long enough time, I think like they thought they were being like, oh, we're not these people that think these words. And then it was like, oh, shit. Oops. You know, I don't really understand how this came into existence, but I thought it would be a shame if we did not mention it.
Yeah, no, that's funny as shit.
Hell yeah.
That's the funniest news we've had in weeks.
It's, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. Speaking of people who produce shit that I hate, this week, Bill Maher announced that he is launching his own podcast network. That's right. What's one thing that this country needs? more Bill podcast, more Bill Maher content. You know?
more podcasts and more Bill Maher. I mean, everybody's just begging for more of that guy.
The people are out on the streets.
Yeah, young people especially love and relate to his cranky old politics and
mild
bigotries.
He's like, mild. I think young people really appreciate a man who is thinks that all religions are bullshit, but also thinks that Muslims are so much worse. Like, you love to have that kind of nuanced opinion, you know? Yeah. So he's launching this podcast network, and he was giving an interview about it. And this is this guy sucks so fucking bad. This is what he said.
I just want to say, it's mild bigotries in reference to, I'm expecting that this story is going to lead into Bill Maher's moving to the right.
Bill Maher lives on the right. I don't know. He's a piece of shit. Go fuck himself. But there was a quote in this interview that he was giving about this that is like one of the stupidest things I've ever heard come out of somebody's mouth. He said, quote, "Dance like no one's watching. We want to talk like no one can cancel us," end quote. Like,
oh,
dude,
that man's live, laugh, loving his way into having a podcast network. Okay.
We don't want anybody to cancel us. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. All these fucking,
don't talk to me until I've had my wine.
Don't cancel me until I've, never mind. Yeah, I don't know. I fucking hate this shit, but, what are you going to do? Fucking dork-ass Gen X comedians.
I mean, we can't cancel him.
We can't.
That we can't do.
You win this round, Mar!
We'll just have to not worry Bill Murray instead.
Okay. That rhymes, but I just fail to see how it, you know what? I like it. I don't understand either plan, but that one sounds, at least it rhymes.
I feel like that's a better plan.
Yeah, don't worry, Bill Murray. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, put that on a bumper sticker. And then put 2024 next to that.
Bill Murray, 2024. Bill Murray's like, what?
Kennedy, I have some great news.
Okay.
The United Nations finally was able to pass a ceasefire resolution in regards to what's going on in Gaza. That's right.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
The United States, the United States has finally seen the error of its ways, and rather than vetoing it, they abstained. The lady, if you remember from a few weeks ago, the lady who gave a speech about her, why she vetoed the last one and used the words "the final solution," she this time just, I'm out. I don't got nothing to say this time. But Netanyahu's pissed, Kennedy. Netanyahu was going to come over and talk to a joint Congress. And after the UN failed to veto this, Netanyahu's like, maybe I'm not going to come talk to you guys anymore.
Okay.
Sick, dude.
That's it. Yeah, like, you're relying on us for enormous amounts of military aid. So,
Yeah. But there's a lot going on. This week it was announced that Joe Biden has quietly been selling yet more and more fighter jets and 2,000-pound bombs to Israel, trying to do it quietly. Here's the thing. I know presidents have always been evil and shit, but don't let this get out or just be open about it. Like, why do we have to, Joe Biden is quietly doing this? It's like, either kill the people that are going to tell on you or just don't even bother trying to hide it. Because, if it's still coming out, but you're just, being hush-hush about it, I don't know. What's the fucking point? It's like, I think the government should be more secretive or not secretive at all. It should be one of those two. If you're going to do the evil shit, get away with it. What the fuck?
I mean, that was the Donald Trump policy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
just like, look at my big balls. I could do whatever I want. Fuck you.
Truly. So there's been a lot going on in, you know, as the election is heating up, there's a lot happening. Donald Trump, you know, he's facing a lot of legal troubles right now. He just got hit with a $454 million judgment a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, where his deadline to pay that was this week. And then the judge, like at the last moment, was like, ah, we'll give you an extension. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? What's the point of the justice system? Like, the most egregious criminals just get away with the worst. Like, what's the fucking point of the law? Like,
yeah, you know, it's like we always say around here, whenever a rich guy gets a big fine, it's just a meaningless sentence, more or less.
But you know, Donald Trump, he's trying to figure out how to come up with that money. You know, he's not just turning the other cheek and giving up. He's being proactive, Kennedy. We saw this a few weeks back when he released the, I think they were called Trump Force Ones, his stupid shoes. This week, Donald Trump debuted a patriotic version of the Bible. It's a Bible wrapped in an American flag with, I think it has the Constitution in it as well.
Okay.
Oh, Constitution?
Pocket Bible Constitution. Here's the thing. I do believe that there is some kind of rules within Christianity about making like a personalized Bible. I think it's bad to do that, like to change it to fit your message. I think that's not good, but we'll let him slide.
It's no big deal. Also, Truth Social.
Yep, I was going to get to that too. Truth Social went public after merging with some fucking, I don't know. And Donald Trump's 60% share of Truth Social, because the stock shot up so much day one, his stock became worth like $4 billion in a single day. So, hey, Judge, you listening? Remember that 450 mil? He's got it right now. You should hit him up. It's like if you lend somebody money and then they're like, it'll be a while till I pay it back. And then you see pictures of them out at the bar. It's like just that extra, like, you motherfucker. Like, you had that money and you spent.
Especially when it's like one thing if it's like one night of the week and like maybe they're out for a friend's birthday or something. But it's like you see them, like, you've been at the bar four nights this week and you owe me $20.
Yeah, man. I don't have it. I don't have it right now. I'm so sorry. I'll get it to you whenever I can. For sure. I don't know. I don't. Donald. It's despite all of this bullshit going on, like, Donald Trump still pulling pretty well. Still looking like he's going to at least maybe be our next president. I'm torn between maybe and probably, but it's definitely not. It's not looking good. And you know, a lot of people in the Democratic Party and different operatives, they're starting to worry. And this week, none other than James Carville gave an interview where he was talking about it. Do you know about James Carville, Kennedy? You know who I'm talking about? The raging Cajun. He's like the bald-headed dude from Louisiana.
Yeah.
He was like a big Clinton guy, and then he was like, he was like in Clinton's administration or something, but, you know, he's been a talking head for the last 20 years. I remember seeing him on CNN a bunch.
He was in the Talking Heads?
He was in the Talking Heads.
Wow, love their songs.
Well, he gave an interview this week with the New York Times where he said that the Democratic Party is focusing too much on women, especially women of color. This is a quote from James Carville. Quote, well, 48% of the people that vote are males. Can we have some consideration? End quote. Which, I mean, no notes. Like,
yeah, that just sits perfectly on its own.
Yeah, like, I'm sick of politicians not doing anything for the boys, for the fellas. Where's Joe Biden? Where's the for the dudes policies, you know? I'm sick of this, like, oh, you want to give women false hope that you'll protect reproductive rights. Where's my false hope? Huh? Where's my broken promises?
Maybe we can turn July 4th into, like, white voter dude day or something. I don't know.
Okay, July 4th is already a sacred day, Christina, so I don't understand why you're trying to mess with that, but, you know.
I mean, you know, zombie Jesus is trans day, so...
We are not going to trans the 4th of July. You can just stop that right now.
We're transing the 4th of July. You can't stop us.
That is where I draw the line.
I'm putting estrogen in those little cupcakes with the American flag on top of them.
I'm putting, never mind. So, what is the stuff that turns the frogs gay? I'm putting that into fireworks. You get it, folks. Yeah. Anyways, James Carville, he said some other stuff in this interview, and like, it got to a point where I was like, what the fuck is going on with this dude? He said...
You weren't already feeling that way.
Well, like, he started just contradicting himself. I want to give... He was talking about some other things that are wrong with the Democratic Party, and these were both in this article. I'm like, what is happening? He said that most criticism of Kamala Harris smacks of misogyny. And then he said that woke stuff is killing us. Like, wouldn't you say that accusing Kamala Harris critics of being misogynist isn't that woke stuff? Like, what, you're doing it. I don't understand these people. They're so stupid. They're so stupid.
Identity politics isn't real until it affects somebody that I want to gain influence with.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's a lot. There's a lot to consider here. But Kennedy, I have some exciting news.
No, you don't.
This week, a new presidential candidate has entered the fray. This is breaking news.
What?
Yeah, you know,
I love that. All the last minute presidential candidates, those are some of the best. Let's hear about this. Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they don't like Joe Biden, but they don't want Donald Trump to be president. And there's been a lot of people saying they would much rather vote for literally anybody else, you know?
Yep.
So this week, a 35-year-old teacher from Texas announced that he is fed up with the two-party system and that he has decided to enter the race. Now, before entering the race, before applying to be on the ballot, this guy also changed his name.
Uh-huh.
His legal name is now literally anybody else.
Yeah, let's fucking go. Wait, sorry. Let's find God.
This guy legally changed his name to literally anybody else. Look, the branding's already there. I understand it, you know? Like, people already have signs in their yard with this guy's legal name on it.
You know, strong dark horse contender.
Yeah. I'm pretty committed to voting for Commander, but literally anybody else, you know, I'm going to wait to see what his policy... I'm going to wait to see how many Secret Service agents he's bitten this year before I really make my mind up, you know? So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Kennedy, I want to talk about the big news of this week. That is, of course, that the Francis Scott Key Bridge was hit by a boat and collapsed in Baltimore. Now, this was just yet another one of the things that happens that just proves that our Americans are just fundamentally broken. Like, people just don't. People are gone from reality. And there were theories running around about this. Like, and they ranged from across the board. Like, oh, this was Russia. This was China. This was hackers. This was ISIS. This was DEI somehow. This was because the mayor's black. Like, this is because migrants. This is because blah, blah, blah. Like, the fact that a simple accident happened and within hours, there was like a dozen different possible theories is that other than, hey, like sometimes things crash. Like
also like transportation regulations have been slipping.
Yeah. Yeah. There was like
many categories. So like we keep hearing like, oh, the wing fell off a plane. Oh, a train exploded and it had a nuclear bomb on it. You know, whatever. Well, and so it's like, why would we be shocked if it's like, oh, the boats, they're also not regulating the boats well enough. Cause it all comes down to like, you know, the fact that like Trump, especially, but Biden hasn't done really anything to help. Basically deregulated really important stuff like train brakes and like work, how many workers you need to have on a thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like just kind of been the policy of every president since Reagan that like regulation just across the board is bad. Like
bad for business.
I mean, and you know, this is like, it is kind of just like the logical conclusion of like, we have as a country for 2-3 generations now decided that profit matters more than literally everything else. So like, yes, this kind of stuff is going to happen more and more, but like the fact that like prioritizing profit over safety is not a conspiracy. That is not a secret. That is something that people say with their whole chest. And yet still, when accidents like this happen, people jump to, there has to be some ulterior explanation. And it's like, no, there is no conspiracy. There's no secrets. This is just how things work whenever we don't want them to be safe. We want them to make the most money possible. Like, that's it. There's nothing else at play. I saw some reporting that this ship like failed or reported electrical problems like a week or two ago. And then it was like, well, you know, if we take the ship out of service to fix this, you know, we'll lose money. And our system is set up to make that decision. Of course, there's going to be accidents. And then you had all these fucking people that were like, here's the thing, like, there was some level of shadiness with 9/11. Like whether it was like Bush knew about the entire thing or just knew that there was something coming or whatever the fuck it was, like, you know, that we didn't prosecute the Saudis, like blah, blah, blah. But like the thing that people said that like when they saw the buildings fall, they were like, there's no way a building would do that. There's the same thing with this bridge. There's no way a bridge would collapse like that. It's like, you don't know what happens when a fucking fully loaded tanker ship hits a bridge, because that doesn't happen. You don't know what happens whenever a fucking jumbo jet filled with fuel crashes into a building. That doesn't happen. You're just
saying
this
wouldn't...
Yeah,
even if you have simulations and predictions and things like that, those things may not be real, and you don't know until they happen. A lot of our things that we sort of take for granted as being true, we are sort of relying on just the best information that we have, and it's partial. It's not like absolute information.
And honestly, I think that COVID was like the breaking point for society. Like I was thinking about this after I was like reading through and seeing all these theories that like, you know, there's always been some section of the population that just did not want to believe like whatever the narrative was or whatever, you know, like whatever the media was saying. Like that has been, that's part of our DNA. It's part of our, like what human being is questioning authority. I get that. But like COVID was such a universal problem that every single person in the country was confronted with all at once that we are like not prepared for, that I think it truly was the breaking point, not just because there were so many people who didn't want to believe the official narrative, but also because there were so many fucking grifters who just hopped in and was like, this is my perfect time to sell fucking disaster preparedness food. And so just started like fucking like Alex Jonesing the shit out of it. Like the amount of people who built an entire career off of basically just saying like COVID isn't real. COVID is not like it's like it's to the point that now.
Or even worse. I mean, a lot of them in the early days of COVID were like, buy this product, to keep the germs away. And this is how I disinfect my groceries and stuff. And then 6 months later, they're like, yeah, COVID's not real.
Like, it's to the point that I don't think that we, as a society, I don't think that we are capable of dealing with problems anymore, because too much of our population doesn't want to believe the official narrative. And there are so many people who want to exploit the fact that people don't want to believe the official narrative, that like a giant boat hitting a bridge and knocking it down, people can't just take that for what it is. And it, with every tragedy, with everything that happens, it's all part of some fucking plan. It's all part of some narrative. It's like, we're fucked, Kennedy. Like, this is the kind of shit that like really makes me like,
it's really fucking concerning. I have a counterpoint. I think you're wrong.
Thank God.
I think there's another explanation for this bridge coming down the way it did.
Okay.
Which is all of us wished for the boat to get stuck again. And the monkey's paw. It comes for you.
I also want to point out that like I think you might be right.
In conclusion, really quickly, stop enjoying things.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous for anyone to enjoy anything.
Yeah. That's the future.
The monkey's paw is always there.
It's not the future leftists want, but it is the future that we must accept. No joy. Eat the bugs. You know, there's been a lot of people talking too about like, this was such a major like corridor of traffic that this is a real problem for this bridge to have been taken out like this. And like, there's people that are saying that this could take like 5 to 10 years to build a new bridge, because like, you know,
yeah,
a lot of bridge building is like years of the planning stages, and they're like, oh, we just have to do this as fast as possible. So like, this is something that is going to, you know, fuck up travel and commerce and traffic for at least a few years. And that's not even, you know, not even to like discount the fact that there were, I think, 6 workers on the bridge that were killed whenever it collapsed. And
there were some civilians too, I think around 20-ish that are still missing and so probably dead.
I don't know, because they were able to stop. There were no cars on the bridge at the time it collapsed. The only people on it were those 6 construction workers, because the boat sent out an emergency call and the transit authority like shut down traffic, which is, if you see the videos, there's like cars like racing across to get off the bridge. And it's and, you know, I don't want to like discount the fact at all that those 6 people lost their lives. I know one of them was like a Honduran migrant who has been in the United States for 20 years, but was still every single paycheck, like sending money and like basically supporting an entire community in Honduras. So like, it's, you know, the tragedy of these lives lost is terrible, but like, you know, the ramifications rippling out from this is going to be like, have such an impact for many years likely. But there is one voice who chimed in and said, maybe there's reason to hope. And that is, of course, Elon Musk. Remember him?
Oh, my God. Is he going to build a new loop?
He said that if they just use the existing metal trestles from the bridge, they could fix it in like 3 to 6 months. This is the stupidest man that has ever lived.
This is the guy whose rockets keep, remind me, did they keep staying together or falling apart?
No, Kennedy, the launches are successful. It's that's what matters. It's the launch. Don't ask what happened as soon as the rocket after it launched. That's not, we're only focusing on the launch. Okay. Thank you. But yeah, just like the amount of theories going around about this, it truly made me sick. You know, all the fucking people trying to say that, you know, this, that, or the other was the real fault of the bridge collapsing. But there was one theory I saw that I think might actually have some merit to it. And that is
some maritime merit.
And that is the theory that this bridge collapse was not an accident, but was in fact a distraction by none other than P. Diddy.
Oh, he needs the heat off of him right now.
Just like Snoop Dogg being like, I quit weed. P. Diddy's like, I collapsed the bridge. Here's
oh, my no. Christina, I don't know if you've been keeping up on your Diddy news, but this week, P. Diddy, his homes were raided in part of a like, sex trafficking investigation. His homes were raided. His children were arrested, and he managed to fucking fly out of the country at the very last minute because I guess he was tipped off that he was about to be raided, and he flew on a private jet down to Antigua. So this was on the same day as the bridge collapse. So like people were like, P. Diddy did the bridge. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, he had to get his private jet out of there without people noticing. So he was like, okay, well, I can't do a plane disaster because they'll shut down airports. I gotta do a water/road disaster so everyone's looking at
they'll never be looking for me in the sky. They'll never That old Diddy. Yeah. Also horrible sex criminal, I think, is the allegations here. So fuck him. But, you know, we can't resist a good theory. You know who else is a fucking criminal? Sam Bankman-Fried. This week, he was sentenced to 25 years in prison for his, defrauding of several billion dollars from people in his FTX/Alameda scheme. We typically, as a podcast, we're pretty, against the concept of prisons in general. You know, we would like to see them abolished, but, whenever something like this happens, whenever you have somebody that's doing a big, big crime, it's like, it's good to see every once in a while somebody with billions of dollars does go to prison. You know, if we're going to have the prisons, there should be at least a few billionaires in there.
It's reassuring that that can happen.
Yeah.
Because all too often it does not.
True.
Of course, part of why he got in real trouble is because he pissed off rich people.
He didn't
off poor people, but it's still he did rip off some regular folks too, along the way, quite a few in fact. So there's still some sense of victory here to some extent. And the way I always see it is, yes, we are of course against the carceral system in the United States. But if it must exist, let Sam Bankman-Fried be one of the last guys we let out.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's start with some other folks and we can worry about him later.
Yeah, for sure. We typically don't talk about, that was a big crime we were talking about. Now I want to talk about a very small crime.
A tiny crime.
Tiny crime. Just some
itty
simple
bitty crimes.
It's just some simple Grand Theft Auto. This is
it's not itty bitty. I was hoping for like candy bar theft.
Well, this week, I wrote down like nothing from this story. I don't know where this happened or anything about it, but
what the fuck?
This guy stole a Tesla. And then the battery died in the middle of the high speed chase.
Damn. I gotta say though, he was probably criming up, so I feel kind of bad for him, and I hope he doesn't get the book thrown at him or anything. But that's just funny on the value of just what does that say about Tesla? What does that say about Tesla?
Can you imagine? Like, the cops are right on your tail. You're flying down that road, and you get like the little like boop, low battery.
That's low back.
That's gotta feel demoralizing. So what you gonna do? Hey, Kennedy, I do have we got a few more stories here. This one, I think this one is genuinely pretty fun. I think. I hope.
I just want to say as a small side note, this is purely anecdotal, but I've just been informed that there was a crash here recently.
I'm not
Wasn't that here? Oh, there was a crash recently where a Tesla crashed into a Nissan, and the person in the Tesla was badly injured, and the person in the Nissan was fine. It's purely anecdotal, but I just think, you know,
this
gonna mention it.
This podcast has been paid for you by Nissan. That's not true. Nissan,
Nissan, please sponsor us.
Nissan. I'll get my Sentra back from the wreck dump. I don't know. Anyways. So, Kennedy, many things can go wrong while climbing Mount Everest.
That's true.
This week, we found a brand new one. A 42-year-old Welsh woman was hiking up the world's tallest mountain and was FaceTiming her brother. Did you know there's fucking phone service on Mount Everest?
Oh, yeah, because it's a bougie activity climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah, yeah. I was just, that part pissed me off. So she was on this FaceTime call with her brother, and she turned the phone's camera around to show him a yak that was just hanging out on the side of the mountain or whatever.
Yak attack?
She turned her FaceTime camera back around to focus on her and then heard some very loud footsteps and then was gored by a yak.
Yak attack.
Yak attack.
Yak attack. Yak attack. That's climbing up.
That is for sure climbing up. At that elevation. So this yak just charged her and then just impaled her fucking thigh with its horns or whatever. She didn't die or anything, but she did get like thrown around and, you know, got a big old chunk taken out by this yak. And here's the thing, man. If you're around a yak, listeners, this is good advice. If you ever find yourself face to face with a yak, don't take your fucking eyes off it for even a second. You will get yak attacked.
Yeah. Also, don't put it on FaceTime. Yaks hate having their photo taken without consent.
Yakety sacks don't look back. Folks, our next story. This story I'm filing under, is the Pope a freak for real?
yeah, this is one of my favorite categories of story.
So there was a bit of a broken tradition this year on Maundy Thursday. Kennedy, have you heard the term Maundy Thursday before?
Fuck no.
So this is apparently like something, it's like part of the Catholic tradition of, or Christian, I don't know, part of like the Easter traditions.
No,
week.
It's definitely
like,
just Catholic.
There's like Good Friday, then Easter Sunday. Apparently, Maundy Thursday is another one of those days. Now, Maundy Thursday is the day that you celebrate by washing feet of criminals. This is something
I'm vaguely familiar with, the feet washing.
So yeah, I didn't know that it had its own special day, but like I've seen it before. But this week, the Pope, he broke with tradition whenever, for this year's Maundy Thursday, he decided to only wash the feet of women.
Ow, ow!
Here's the thing. Pope's a virgin, right? Like, that's a thing. Catholic priests, you have to be a virgin, so the Pope is a virgin, right? In theory.
In theory?
that's what I mean, like, in theory. So, like, I doubt it, but like, you know, you never know. So, but I was just thinking, like, what if the Pope is a virgin? He's like 80 years old, never fucked before, and he's like, this year I'm just touching women's feet. Like, I think the Pope might be a freak for real, Kennedy.
Okay, but also, have you considered the even more horrifying possibility that this arises, that the Pope is woke?
Woke Pope.
Woke Pope. You didn't consider that, did you?
I refuse to consider that because I fear that we may all burst into flames.
That, I'm just saying, look, Easter's woke, the Pope's woke, nothing's safe. Nothing is safe.
No stone unturned.
It's a hard time for a trad cast. They should get a day.
It's illegal to be trad cat these days, Kennedy. Don't you know that?
Yeah, they should get it. They should get a day or something.
So to close us out,
trad
here,
cat white guy day.
To close us out here, I want to talk about I want to talk about landlords for a second, Kennedy.
Okay, I've heard of them intimately.
So this week, a Minnesota leaseholder was evicted from the warehouse that they've been renting for years, that they run their small business out of. This guy, he fell behind on a couple months of his rent, and like his entire business was run out of this warehouse. And so the judge gave the landlord the okay to just kick this guy out.
Damn.
Yeah. And his name is Mike Lindell.
Mr. Pillow.
Mr. Pillow.
Mr. Pillow, no.
Mike Pillow owed his landlord like $200,000. And the judge was like, you can't keep doing, like, you have to leave. You can't have this warehouse anymore.
Damn it, now I don't know who to side with in this story. I wanted to side against the landlord. But now I can't in good conscience side with Mr. Pillow.
Do you understand? Like, I don't know exactly how many pillows were in this warehouse, but like, even if it's just a couple hundred pillows, now it's
more
like,
than that.
Bring them to his house. His wife's probably so mad. There's no way he's not divorced. But like, if he still had his wife, like, she's like, you are not putting all these fucking pillows in our house.
Do you think he ever married in the first place?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All these fucking scumbags find women that will marry them and then realize the error of their ways. Like, it's you know, that the one unifying factor of all these fucking sick freaks is that they're all the most divorced men that have ever lived, you know?
Yeah.
There's no way. I've never seen a picture of Mike Lindell and not thought that guy's for sure been divorced at least twice.
Man, in the future history books, they're going to have to write a whole section about the pillow man and his role in fascism. Fucked up. And then here he is getting kicked out of his warehouse because he won't pay his rent. He's $200,000 behind on his rent. Isn't this the kind of thing that they're always like, you irresponsible young people, you can't keep up with your commitments. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm going into this accent.
Yeah, so poor went out for the landlord, I guess. I don't know. Again, this story is tough. It's testing our allegiances. But
I think it's just a let them fight situation.
Okay. You know what? Yeah. But just to make sure that as the listeners, you all are aware where this podcast lies in our pro or anti-landlord stance. Our final story for the week is
Oh, I thought when you said where we lie, I thought there was going to be a pillow joke, a lying down joke.
How do you sleep at night? On thousands of pillows, dude. I have nowhere to put them. No, just so the listeners know that we have
like
not started being...
guy.
Yeah, exactly. Just so you know that we have not become a pro-landlord podcast. Our last story this week is about a man that was dubbed New York City's worst landlord. This week, he was finally arrested after being charged for ignoring more than 700 open violations of New York City's housing policy. And within hours of going to jail, he got punched in the face.
Hell yeah, dude.
Somebody just walked up and punched a guy. That's, you know what? You love to see it. Landlords getting punched. It just doesn't happen enough.
It could happen more. And landlords going to jail, again, no one should be in jail, but
correct.
Let out marginalized people who are in jail for selling little bits of weed and stuff like that, and leave the landlord in there.
I thought you were going to say let out Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Let Marjorie go. I don't know if she's in jail, but she probably will be at some point. So I'm just giving you this soundbite now so that later when she does go to jail, you can be like,
we're doing
Kennedy called for Marjorie Taylor Greene to be freed.
Is
the left, are people on the left betraying us once again?
We're doing a pre-free Marjorie campaign, okay? That's what it is.
Yeah, we're just sure she's going to get in trouble for something. It might be like January 6th stuff, or it might be like how like some of these Republicans occasionally go to jail for like random fraud. You know, like it's going to turn out that Marjorie Taylor Greene owns a children's toy that has lead in it or some shit. Anyway, free Marjorie Taylor Greene. she's going to jail at some point.
Well, yeah. So that's all we've got for the podcast, at least. As you know, we've got more over on the Patreon, patreon.com/worstweekyet. Kennedy, you got anything that you would like to direct folks' attentions as to's?
I would like to plug the concept of being good to people. Hugging people, just living your best life and just dancing like nobody is watching.
Hell yeah.
I would live, love.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to podcast plug the concept of podcasting like nobody can cancel you. But more important than all that, head on over to the Patreon if you'd like to support the show and tune in again next week for more bad news.